Peak Wealth Management proudly presents the Trust the Plan podcast with Nick Hopwood and Jim Pilot, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we can help you retire with peak confidence. Now, here are your certified financial planners, Nick and Jim.
Welcome, everyone, to the Trust the Plan podcast. I am Jim.
And I'm Preston.
And we are your hosts again this week.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride.
It has, hasn't it? Okay, so we have a topic that we came across that's something that we've talked to clients about for a while, but it was interesting to see it come through kind of as a survey result, right? So we, you know, we've started talking more and more over the years about people getting retirement, not looking at retirement not as a finish line, but as a more gradual process, like maybe stepping back into more of a part-time role with work or some sort of consulting opportunity as opposed to I work till 65, I stop and never work again.
Yeah, doesn't it sound fun to be able to take so much stress off of you, which in turn, odds are, extends your life expectancy, mm-hmm. but you have to work maybe a couple more years, but all that stress is gone. Maybe you start to enjoy work more.
Yeah, and I think that's what this survey, the results kind of played out with. So Fidelity did a survey and found that 2/3 of the people who responded to the survey said they're planning for or would be interested in some sort of phased out retirement plan. You know, working a little bit longer maybe, but in a less demanding, more enjoyable role. So I think that's something that we've talked to people about, and I think it's, you know, we're seeing in this survey starting to resonate with people.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing the survey notes is specifically millennials and Gen Xers are really interested in this. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you from personal experience talking to my peers is I actually can't think of a single person I've talked to who is like, no, I just want to work hard until 65 and then hard stop. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've talked to has said, let's do some sort of semi-retirement enjoyable type deal early on.
Yeah, and some of the reasons why that can work for people is every dollar you can earn through income, you know, is a dollar you don't have to pull out of the portfolio, right? It puts less stress on the portfolio. It allows that money to stay there longer. You know, what are some of the other benefits from a phased retirement, you know, and thinking about Social Security and stuff like that?
Yeah, like you were just saying, it allows you to continue to delay Social Security because you've got this income. There isn't as much stress on the portfolio. We're able to delay it. And hopefully, at least, you know, if you're married, at least one of the spouses can delay until 70, mm-hmm. get that maximum benefit, and then protect both spouses for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting topic, and I think it's becoming more and more doable for people if your mindset, you know, goes along that way. You don't have to make as much as you were making before. You don't have to, you know, continue to be a high earner. If all you need to do is get to a point where you don't need to pull money out of a portfolio, it can definitely produce some longevity into that situation.
Definitely. Yeah, it's very valuable for the financial plan as a whole in terms of letting the portfolio last, but also it keeps the mind sharp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continuing to work and continuing to give yourself a purpose instead of retiring and sitting on the couch has a lot of health benefits.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way to look at it too, is the health benefits you get from it, because we know that people who are in their retirement years, if they're active and if they're engaged with people and they're, you know, doing something they feel is meaningful, it tends to produce, you know, a longer, healthier retirement.
Yeah.
So as a segue to that, we came across something that talked about 6 part-time jobs in retirement, right? So I think ideally, you know, people will be able to take their existing, you know, or their past business experience, right, and parlay that into some sort of consulting job or some sort of part-time work, right? Maybe you're able to still consult in the same industry, or maybe just work in the same industry doing what you're doing before, but, you know, less hours and a more of a part-time role.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowledge is power. And, you know, you've spent probably 30-plus years accumulating the knowledge in your industry. So why don't we continue turning that into a paycheck, but just take that stress off yourself and don't have to work as hard?
Yeah. Yep. So this is the creative part of the segment here where we say, well, what if you can't do that and you just want to find a job doing something? So this is attempting to be creative and thinking of some ideas and jobs you could do if you don't want to be the Walmart greeter, right? Everybody's got the stereotypical Walmart guy. So their first recommendation was a rideshare driver. What do you think of that?
Sounds interesting. I think personally it would probably be most enjoyable if you're someone who is very extroverted and wants to strike up conversations. In my experience, rideshare drivers don't, at least the ones that I seem to be getting, don't talk very much. Yeah. But if you're looking for it as semi-retirement, should be something that you're wanting to do and extroverted and wanting to meet new people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, if you don't mind driving and you like meeting new people every, half an hour or so, you get someone new hops in. And
right.
If you want to, talk to them and see what they're up to and what's going on in their life, it could be an interesting way to engage with folks.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't like people, but you like animals, right? How about a pet sitter?
That is one I will jot down and place a bet that my wife does when she's retired. She loves pets, so I could absolutely see her doing that one.
Yeah, and I know from being on the other side of that and having a pet and, somebody's got to walk the dog or somebody's, we can't go out of town until we find somebody who can watch the dog. So I think there's a real opportunity there to be able to keep yourself busy and pick up some opportunity to make some money and engage with the little animals.
Yeah.
Next one, golf course marshal. I like that one a lot, especially for folks who want to golf in retirement, right? Because you get two benefits with it, right?
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. The stereotypical is I'm going to retire and I'm going to go play golf every day. Mm-hmm. Maybe a marshal's right for you.
Yeah. If you find yourself in that situation where you like playing golf and you want to play golf, you can still be at the course. You can talk to the people as they get started through the day. And then typically from everybody I know who's ever marshaled, you can get on the course whenever for either a really reduced rate or even nothing.
Yeah.
So it's a good way for you to play. It's a good way for you to continue to be involved and be outside and enjoying that.
You can make money and save money that way.
Right. Yeah. Right. Two-pronged approach there. This one, I don't know how many retirees will be able to convince to do this, but lawn care. What do you think?
It sounds interesting. I guess it depends how often you work out or something like that in retirement. But yeah. I imagine you got to be pretty strong and the muscles got to be very active to be able to do some lawn care.
Yeah. My thought was this is a great fit for somebody who wants to be active, wants to get their exercise. And it doesn't mean you have to start a lawn care business, but maybe you got two or three neighbors who, would be willing to let you do their lawn because they don't want to. And, they don't know who to call or whatever. And you could step in and be that for them.
So. Yeah.
Interesting idea. This one kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier, consulting or online courses, right? What if you have a skill set, you know how to teach? Maybe you were a teacher and you can tutor. Maybe you have some sort of engineering expertise and you can be a consultant. So they looked at and recommended looking for opportunities to use that skill set you already have to be an opportunity for you in the future.
Yeah, online courses is interesting to me because I haven't done too much research, honestly, but I've heard that, you put in a lot of time up front, but then it can be a pretty good source of income for a while after you put in that hard work early on.
Okay, yeah. The last one, you might have to explain this one to me, virtual assistants. What is this sound like a part-time receptionist or something like
that? Yeah, it sounds to me like you're working from home and your phone just rings and maybe, first of all, you need to figure out which employer is this call actually for, because maybe you've got multiple. But, just answering their phone calls, maybe scheduling some meetings.
Yeah, so interesting. So anyway, I think the point of this was to say, retirement doesn't have to be a traditional. It doesn't have to be a hard stop, never work again, right? If you find yourself in a situation where you you need to keep working, but you don't want to keep doing the day-to-day grind, maybe looking into doing something like this is right for you. And then, these are just some fun ideas that we talked about, but, looking for, trying to be creative and looking for ways to make it work,
Yeah. And I think that's a great point you just hit on. A lot of people look at retirement as I need to fit into this box 'cause this is retirement, but what is retirement to you? That's what you need to figure out, what's going to make you happy, and let's go achieve that, whatever it is.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point and well said. Yeah. So if you have questions about your retirement and can you afford to do a partial retirement or some sort of slowdown or a semi-retirement, we'd be happy to consult on that. We, through our planning software, can build out scenarios that help determine if that is something that could work for you. Feel free to give us a call. Look us up on peakwm.com, where we can you can schedule online with us there, and we're happy to get together and give you a second opinion.
Absolutely. Thanks for watching.
Thanks.
Peak Wealth Management thanks you for watching and listening to the Trust the Plan podcast, featuring certified financial planners Nick Hopwood and Jim Pilot. If you enjoyed our program, please subscribe and share. If you'd like to learn more about our services, please visit peakwm.com, peakwm.com today. See you next week.